Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
9:41 on WGN. Happy Sunday morning. John Hansen in for Dean Richards. We'll take it till 11 o'clock this morning. This Week in Health, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. And we say good morning. A happy Sunday morning to Dr. Michael Liu from Northwestern Medicine Palos Hospital. Hello, Dr. Liu. How are you?
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm having a very wonderful fall morning.
Oh, I love to hear that. Yeah, crisp out there. The sun shining, though. The trees are in their full color change. Good day to be alive, my friend.
It's beautiful out there.
We love that. There's no great pivot to the conversation of constipation, but I'm going to go there, Dr. Liu, because I know it's what a lot of people deal with, and there's some new guidance, or at least just some new information, according to some studies. And I know we get new studies all the time that seem to offer sometimes contradictory information. But let's start with one thing that this study found, and that was that kiwi fruit can be cure is not the right word. A help for folks that are dealing with things that are a little bit backed up, huh?
Well, it's very interesting, actually. So kiwis have a variety of health benefits. You know, they're very nutritious in terms of just providing vitamins. They're also very fibrous, meaning they contain a lot of fiber. And there's also certain items within the kiwi itself that actually may help improve your gut health as well. So it's really a great combination of all of those things.
And I imagine that, I mean, any vegetable or fruit is better than none, but this one seems to pack a certain punch here.
I think the takeaways here are that overall, fruits and vegetables are good for you and you know, healthy for you. And in this study specifically, they actually looked at people eating 2 to 3 kiwis per day, and some of those individuals did experience an improvement in their bowel habits.
Yeah, they were saying that the fiber in kiwi fruit actually swells when it's mixed with water, maybe more so than other fibers. And that the swelling, I imagine, helps make things bulk up a little bit, not to be too gross on a Sunday morning, but it's just the reality.
Absolutely. I think any time you're eating fiber, and this is the other key takeaway here, is whenever you're eating fiber, it's important to drink a lot of fluid so you stay hydrated. And that combination of the fiber and the fluids actually helps you to, you know, bulk up.
Yeah. I've also read that in the same study that it's a little contradictory, at least from what I've heard over time, is that a high fiber diet is often what's recommended just to keep you regular in all sorts of ways. But that, you know, you kind of get diminishing returns once you get to a certain point of fiber in your diet. And in fact, a high fiber diet may not be needed after all. I know we'll probably need more studies, and it's probably an individual, you know, each patient is going to be a little different, doctor. But I don't know. I found that a little surprising.
So I think this points to the general recommendations. They're the general recommendations, and they may not be applicable for, you know, you as an individual. And certainly in this situation, when you're dealing with constipation, eating a good amount of fiber is absolutely helpful for you. There's also other benefits of a high-fiber diet, including lowering your cholesterol. And actually, some people experience weight loss due to the feeling that they're feeling fuller as well. I think whenever we're dealing with this specific type of health issue, it's always important to consider you as an individual and working in partnership with your healthcare providers to help manage your healthcare needs.
Yeah, that's a great point, too, because constipation most likely is just that, and it's not necessarily something severe. But if there has been a change in your habits, I imagine don't just rush to the store, buy a bunch of high fiber, and never tell your doctor about it. Have a conversation with your doctor, because something like that, a change in your habits there could, I mean, I'm stressing the word could, I don't want to freak anyone out, but could indicate there's something else that's different that they'd want to follow up on, right?
Oh, absolutely, John. Whenever we look at this, a change in your bowel habits, it could be a variety of factors that contribute to that. But anytime you have those types of symptoms, I think it is important to tell your healthcare provider. And in that situation, we're better able to determine what's going on with you and, you know, help you resolve those problems that you're experiencing.
Right. I think a lot of people then immediately say, well, you're talking about colorectal cancer, which of course is something. And we've learned over the past years with our dear colleague, Mike Lowe, about the benefits of early detection and so many other folks that are dealing with that. But it could be like, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Liu, but the gut-brain connection is so fascinating. It could be stress that is causing that. Maybe you need to chat with someone or be referred to someone to have a little sit-down sessions with. I mean, there's just so many things that can impact our gut that we're still learning about today that a healthcare provider can help nudge you in the right direction.
Absolutely. But I think there's a couple key takeaway principles here. Number one is, as a culture right now, we are actually fiber deficient. So increasing our fiber intake is very helpful for us. Number two, as a culture, we're also chronically dehydrated sometimes as well. So drinking a lot of fluids is very helpful for that aspect. And then number three, especially given this time of the year, you know, the weather's changing, you know, you got the Bears game on, for example. We have a habit of sitting and not staying active, but really, you know, want to encourage everybody to make sure that we're staying active and getting a good amount of physical activity in daily as well. And all of those things are very helpful and beneficial in terms of your gut health.
Well said. Dr. Liu, we're going to put you on hold here. We'll continue our segment in a moment, including the story of 9 in 10 U.S. adults have not heard of a health condition that affects 90% of people. 90% of people haven't heard of it, even though it affects 90% of us. We'll find out what that is next. John Ferdin, next on WGN. Sunday morning, everybody. Thank you for joining me. It's John Hansen in for the great Dean Richards. He'll be back in style next week with the live Tree Time broadcast. Hope you're going to head on up to Lake Barrington and check it out, too. This Week in Health, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. We continue our chat with Dr. Michael Liu. And, doctor, pretty shocking stats that there's 90% of us that don't know of a health condition that affects nearly 90% of us. First of all, how can that be? And second of all, what is it?
So number one, it does sound like a very large number, but I want us to really break it down and talk about it in some detail. So the cardiovascular kidney metabolic syndrome, it represents a cluster of issues that we are known as metabolic disorders. And essentially what that is, it's a combination of healthcare problems like high blood pressure, obesity, insulin resistance, /diabetes, as well as high cholesterol combined with kidney issues. And it really represents an evolving way that we're managing these conditions. Previously, instead of managing these conditions separately, you know, here's your blood pressure issue, here's your diabetes issue, we're looking at it as a cluster of a whole. And it is true, the numbers are quite high. You know, a lot of us have these conditions or in combination with each other. And in that case, you know, certainly when it's that common, we can certainly raise some alarm.
So this is CKM syndrome, as you said, cardiovascular kidney metabolic syndrome. Whereas before we might know individually about some of these things, or we might say, well, you've got some cardiovascular issues here. Here's something with your kidney. Let's treat those things separately. This is more of a holistic view of how these systems all work together. Does that affect the treatment plans as well?
So absolutely. So it's important to think of the body as a machine, right? For example, John, look at your car. You know, your car's got an engine, it's got tires, you know, it's got certain fluids. And in this case, it all comes together as a whole. And really what we're seeing now is we have a variety of different medications that actually not just target one of these individual problems, can actually help to treat all of these problems as a whole. And certainly, if you look at what we're doing in terms of improving your overall cardiovascular health and improving your risk of illnesses such as, you know, cancer, diabetes, and also stroke, it's important to look at all of these things in combination.
CKM syndrome, is this something that like a blood test will show you, or is this something that the doctor recognizes a few things that's going on in your body and can kind of diagnose you with it?
So I think the most important part of this is, you know your numbers, right? So know what your blood values are, know what your A1C is, know your cholesterol numbers, but also know what your blood pressure is as well, right? Know your numbers, know your weight, know your BMI. And that in combination with your discussion with your healthcare provider, that's going to be able to help you manage these conditions in the long term.
Yeah, well said. And that would, I imagine, be part of the yearly physical that we all need to be doing.
Absolutely. So I think of it as, taking your car to get an oil change, right? Every year, get a yearly physical, get the blood work that you need, know what your numbers are, and really, you know, be able to advocate for yourself. You know, how this works is we are all here to help you achieve your goals and to, you know, help you manage these conditions overall. So I think in terms of your numbers, if you know that you have these conditions to begin with, the most important part is for us to put you on a good path where we reduce your risk factors so you don't develop the more severe complications down the line.
Well said. We've got about 2 minutes left. I want to chat about the COVID vaccines. Obviously, a lot of us have had them, maybe less so in the last couple of years as the, you know, the virus has changed, of course. But an interesting new benefit, perhaps, for some folks that are going through cancer treatment right now, that the COVID vaccine has a surprise benefit for some of these folks?
This is incredibly exciting, and it really tells us what our technology is doing for us right now. And specifically, the study that they're looking at is they're looking at patients with a variety of skin and lung cancers. And what they found is when they were receiving the COVID vaccine in combination with immunotherapy, a lot of them had really good outcomes. I will say, though, this is still very early research. It's still kind of limited in that type of clinical setting. We don't know the full extent of these benefits yet, but it certainly is promising, and it shows us that we should, you know, continue to do this type of research and to continue to see how it can help improve the lives of our patients.
Is this something that they were just taking the vaccine because they were just, you know, they're immunocompromised, they wanted the COVID vaccine, or is this like people that were taking the COVID vaccine to try and amp up their immune systems to fight these tumors? Or was this just kind of, they looked at the numbers and said, whoa, here's an interesting correlation?
So I think it's whenever you're immunocompromised, you are at risk factor for getting more severe COVID symptoms. So in those situations, it is sometimes beneficial for you to receive your COVID vaccine to prevent those issues. But what we're seeing with this study specifically is that the COVID vaccine actually helps to amplify their immune system in a way where they actually responded a little bit better to the immunotherapy.
Interesting. That's fascinating stuff. Just good reminders all across the board, all three of these stories, to continue to check with your health providers, have open lines of communications, and you know, hopefully stem off some of this stuff. This Week in Health, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, Dr. Michael Liu, I appreciate your time. Go enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Go Bears.
Oh, thank you, John. Go Bears.
And take care. News coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN.